Show. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Then you're probably overqualified to play.
I know you.
All right, here we go. The Friday favorite up for grabs. We have that Thanksgiving Day tablecloth with the Dog and Joe Show logo on it. Also, we got that thing you can put around your neck and maybe put booze in. It's like a spoutless flask. Is what it is.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. A spoutless flask.
You can see the photos online if you want to know exactly what it is you're winning, but I wouldn't waste my time. Let's go to Mindy. Mindy, you think you know the Dog and Joe Show?
Yes, I do.
How long have you listened?
Too long.
That is the correct answer. All right. Here we go, Mindy. Hopefully you've listened this week because these questions are new. It's an updated list, and you got to get three in a row correct. Let's see here. Okay, no, that's a bit hard. Let's do this one. Who on the show carries empty wine bottles in the back seat of their car?
Ooh.
That would be Dana.
Wow! Yes!
Fantastic!
Mindy on the board, 1-0. Dana, they're shaking her head because if you don't have a drinking problem, by God, it sounds like you do.
Oh, man.
One who makes me sound like I have a drinking problem.
Thank you,
I don't
Dana.
Have a drinking problem whatsoever.
No,
it's a solution.
I just don't know that many women that drive around town with wood and empty wine bottles in the back of their car.
If they do, they probably put it in their trunk. My trunk just happens to be full.
Well, that means you've got a lot of junk in your trunk now. Now we know something else about that.
God.
Mindy, you're on the board, 1-0. Get the next two correct. We'll hook you up with the Thanksgiving Day Dog and Joe Show tablecloth.
All right. Okay, here we go. Whose parents don't know the real date of their son and or daughter's wedding?
That would be you, Joe.
Oh, that is true.
She knows her stuff.
I'm really glad Dog put that question on here today because that makes me feel proud to be a son.
Yeah. It should be. The next one, you get it correct, you walk away with the tablecloth. Man, I want to go hard, but I wanted to win. How blank or barren is your table, Mindy? If you don't have this tablecloth, is Thanksgiving Day ruined?
Actually, I'm going to be on a Caribbean cruise, and those things will be really handy on my cruise.
Ooh.
Oh, man, they really will be.
So you could really wrap the Dog and Joe Show towel around your wet, glistening, bikini-clad body in the Caribbean?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's make this easy.
Well, I'm sure glad you put it that way, too.
Let's do it this way. Let's see here. Okay. We learned this week as well. Who on the Dog and Joe Show is $20,000 in debt?
Dana.
Whoa!
I knew you were going to say that question.
Yeah, that's not that bad, though, Dana.
Thank you, Joe. Dana, I was so sad Joe wasn't here.
Come on, Dana. That's called losing. If you're not 40K in debt, that's nothing.
I needed Joe to be here to pat me on the back that day.
You're totally cool. When I came to town here, when I arrived in Sacramento, I was $22,000 in debt.
Yeah.
And I'm out now. Well, no, I'm not. That's a lie. But I'm out of that debt.
Yeah, you're out of that. You cleared that debt, but you have a new debt.
That's right.
Yes. And again, Dana, I never did that to I told you, you did not have to answer that.
I know. I answered willingly.
Dana answered, and the only reason we talked about it was so we could help people kind of prioritize the debt so they don't live like that, because that's a lot of money you owe.
It is a lot of money.
I'm not teasing you when we bring it back up.
Uh-huh. You'll get it paid off. Don't worry about it. If I could do it, I know for a fact you can.
Back to you, Mindy. You got all three correct. One, you know the Dog and Joe Show. Two, you listen a lot.
Yeah. Yep. And we thank you for that.
Hey, enjoy the Caribbean. Send us photos of the Dog and Joe Show towel wrapped around your Caribbean body.
You got it.
All right. Hang on. We'll get you hooked up. We're going to do this from Skinner. Then we got to let Monica Lowe in for the 10 at 10. Got more cash coming, too. It's 93.7 The River.